Things really change in a hurry. Down 8-1, down 10-4. What a comeback in the fifth, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if I would have answered any questions if you would have asked me if we would have lost that set. But, yeah, I was just telling Tracer, I was like, shoot, that was 8-1, and we came back. I just told the girls in there, I said, you know, doing that, just, you know, to come back, and that just shows us what we have and what we, like, the adversity that we can overcome, and then just the refuse to lose mentality. We had just a lot of glitches, I would say, in the third and fourth set with communication, just not being coachable. And we weren't utilizing the shots that we were talking about in timeout. So, like, that was one of the biggest things that we were struggling with. And then just lack of effort, I think, on the net and blocking and just everything kind of fell apart. But they came back and they finished aggressively. And I don't know if anybody watched 2024 and 2023 Nebraska volleyball where they missed, like, a million serves. That was definitely us today.
Mm-hmm. For the first five sets of the day, though, things went pretty well.
Yes, everything went really well until those. Yeah, that's what I said. We lost one set out of, you know, the five that we've played today. So, like, we were 5-1, you know, and then we couldn't get back in the groove. And, like, I'll say we were just being uncoachable, and I just bragged on him for being so coachable yesterday. And, eating crow over here.
But still, you're 4-0 start. I mean, and your years of starting this tournament, have you ever come out 4-0?
I don't think so. I think the last time we started 4-0 was when we went to Southeast and Beatrice. It was a while ago. I remember that very distinctively well because we went on a pretty long winning streak there the first part of the season. And I remember that was like with Faith Simpson and Brooklyn Evans and all of them.
And Casper was a ranked team coming in, and all three sets, you put them away.
Yeah, in Laramie County, they were ranked like pretty much all last season too. So, you know, I think everybody had the first week in struggles, us included. I mean, when we played Casper, the second or third set, I said, we've only earned 6 points, mm-hmm. and we got 25. Like, so they were giving us a lot of points, and which, you know, that was us earlier too. Like, we were just switching sets back and forth, who was making the most errors, but I think that was everybody all weekend.
Still, things to work on, you know, even beside 4-0 start, you got a ton of things to work on before next week, don't you?
Yes, we do. And I think Traster also has his own list of things he would like to be worked on as well.
But there was a lot of good. I mean, a ton of good things too.
Yeah, a lot of great things. And again, we didn't even utilize our bench. We had we played with 7 players in every rotation, every set. And we just switched out 2 players and that was it. We really didn't use anybody else on our bench. And they're also very, very capable. But we had one player that's been injured, so she's just, like, really not ready. And then we have a few others. We'll work them in there, and they can do great things, too.
Next weekend, a lot of these same teams plus a few more coming back. Is that right?
I'm trying to think. North Platte will be coming back. Everybody else should be new besides North Platte. So okay. lots of new teams coming in, and that'll be a 13-team tournament. So pretty big.
So no Region 9? Those schools are not coming back.
Yeah, ask me on Friday.
Well, it's good. It's good. Back-to-back weekends, you'll see some different people.
Yeah, a lot of different people. I know we have, like, Hill coming up from Texas. We got a lot of Iowa teams coming in. Goodness, I cannot remember. Lamar is going to be coming next weekend. Western Wyoming will be coming. So out of Region 9, now that I remember. And, yeah, should be a good tournament.
Crowd was there. I mean, your student body got it. I mean, they were right in all the games they were here.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, I thought that Casper match, that was pretty cool. I mean, and you know what? I'm going to say shout out to my assistant coaches, Evie and Victoria, probably for that, because they live with all these kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they run that dorms. And when you have that kind of support, I think it's not just for the volleyball team, but everybody that you live in the same place with.